Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I will talk. Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I will talk tonight. And there's much to talk about, things, of course, that aren't making news today, important things, not primary returns, but other things, such as the Senate, of course, voting to betray the American public once again, those loyal Democrats and loyal Republicans, handing the Council on Foreign Relations, Bush administration, another victory on the immunity from prosecution bill having to do with the telecommunications industry. And we will get into that. Indeed, we will. And talk about how they managed to, once again, compromise your liberties away. And then you can contrast that with Congressman Ron Paul's view of how to protect America from the real terrorists, the terrorists within. And you can get a pretty good idea who's on the up and up and who's not. But as it were, tonight, of course, we have an open forum. And a little bit later on, I'm going to actually play the audio for you, if we can, of what Ron Paul is saying currently. Stop your giggling, Mike. No. And you see, he, of course, is saying things that you and I need to know. And that is what his plans are. The campaign is continuing to roll ahead. The convention will come up, and a lot, as he says, may happen between now and convention time. So, the most important thing that Ron Paul is saying, I think, is he's calling for a march on Washington. He's calling for a major event to take place well in advance of the convention on Washington. He's calling for a show of force against the insiders, the government, the globalists, the Zionazis, or Zionistas, if you will, who control Washington. Those are my words. But I know deep down that he knows the reality of who is in control of the political as well as the media landscape. And so we will play that portion of it for you a little bit later on. Remember, Ron Paul is also running for re-election to Congress. And on March 4th, the primary is held in Texas, of course, Republican and Democrat, for his seat. That's a very important day. That's a very important day. March 4th, presidential primary also in Rhode Island and in a few other states. And we, of course, see a great momentum to continue to support the Ron Paul candidacy, particularly now that we have seen how the voting machines have been totally and completely compromised and tampered with. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, oh, they're telling us about these great returns and how Obama is really bombing them and doing a good job on Hillary in these key states and the District of Columbia, including Maryland and Virginia. And not to be outdone, Mr. Huckstorby, of course, is making somewhat of a show and acquiring quite a few delegates to take to the convention. And, of course, that is going to be interesting in and of itself, what does take place. Now, it's not always a done deal. It's not always a done deal. As Ron Paul says, things can happen and should happen to alter the landscape. But we will discuss this and many other things tonight on the program. I did want to get to that legislation. While the elections were being held, the filthy, no-good mice were playing around the house, and you kiddies out there were sleeping. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
That goes without saying, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, I want to remind you, by the way, a longtime sponsor of RBN, Herbal Healer Academy, is still providing you with a chance to get a free catalog to all listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN and mention Rick Adams as well. All right, now, before we get to the phone calls, hang on a little bit, please. I would like to give you an update on the reports having to do with the Senate voting to okay the new rules on eavesdropping. Now, you know, to me, it really doesn't matter what the rules are, because George Bush says he doesn't really care what the rules are. He doesn't care what the Constitution says or is. It's just a GD piece of paper to George Bush. We have no doubt about that. We've seen that right from the beginning. Lies upon lies upon lies. But for the sake of record, The Senate today approved of new rules for the federal government's agencies having to do with eavesdropping on phone calls and emails, and this gives the White House much of the latitude it wanted, granting legal immunity to the big telecommunications giants that helped in the snooping effort after 9/11. That's right. Protection of these companies is the most prominent feature of this bill, something George Bush had insisted on as essential to getting the private sector cooperation in spying on foreign terrorists and other targets. The bill, of course, would give retroactive protection to companies that acted without court permission. Now, the House did not include that immunity provision in a similar bill it passed last year, and the House Republicans, of course, now want to adopt the Senate bill. So these are the great freedom fighters, the Republicans, and the Democrats who went right along with it. Oh, yes, the Harry Reid crowd, the Nancy Pelosi crowd, all of those hypocrites and traitors to America. So with 40 lawsuits now looming against these big communications companies for illegal spying, Bush says, hey, I'll veto any new bill that does not protect the companies. Not the Constitution, not the individual, not suspects, not freedom, but the companies. After all, this is a socialist, fascist, corporate world that we are in now, the New World Order. So he said the Senate bill is a good piece of legislation that allows the intelligence community to monitor communications of foreign terrorists while protecting Americans' liberties, he had the gall to say. He said the bill must pass the House and it'll come to his desk without delay, or the boogeyman will get you, Al-Qaeda will get you. The Senate bill provides fair and just liability protection for those private companies who have been sued for billions only because they are believed to have done the right thing and assisted the nation after September 11th, so says Georgie Porgy. Well, John Conyers, who's as crazy as a bedbug, but nevertheless is that proverbial clock whose hands strike right twice a day, he said that he still opposes retroactive immunity, and he said, quote, there is no basis for the broad telecommunications company amnesty provisions advocated by this administration. Amen. The 68 to 29 Senate vote Tuesday to update the 78 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA Act, belied the nearly 2 months of stops and starts and bitter political wrangling that preceded it. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This law, as you know, extends only to this past few days, well, the next few days, actually, the middle of the month, the middle of February. So once again, the renewal has taken place. So far in the Senate, not the House. Now, of course, this is where the action must be garnered, and the rubber must meet the road. So, we have these clowns in the Senate who claim to be the loyal opposition, who offered amendments that, of course, were shot down. Now, one of those senators is my crazy senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, who would have substituted the government for the telecom communications companies in lawsuits, allowing the court cases to go forward, but shifting the cost and burden of defending the program. The other, pushed by Dianne Feinstein, would have given a secret court that oversees government surveillance inside the United States the power to dismiss lawsuits if it found the companies acted in good faith on the request of the president or the attorney general. Oh, how nice, huh? And then we have these suspects who have been held in detention since 9/11 by the butcher, Bush. By the butcher Bush, the butcher of Baghdad, who says they conspired against America. Can you believe it? They conspired against America on 9/11. When the chief conspirator sits right there with his evil, vile grin and that sickish smirk, looking right into the camera lens with those beady, shadowy eyes. My friends, we are living in an age of evil and deception as we have not known since the days of Noah. We are literally living in a sea of Satanism. And this government in Washington is a vestibule of that Satanism. So while these so-called primaries are being held, none of these major issues have been debated by anyone except Congressman Paul. And who is the candidate that the same corrupt media moguls successfully eliminated for much, but not all of the time, on conventional propaganda media? The same Ron Paul. Indeed. Ron Paul and his whole campaign is epitomized by the whole movement in America today, which can be found anywhere on these stations, to restore constitutionalism. George Bush hates the Constitution, not only by his words in saying so, but more importantly, by his deeds, by his evil deeds. And the scriptures tell us, by a man's fruits ye shall know him. And George Bush's fruits are bitter indeed, as in the case of the bad figs, the dirty figs, the corrupt, rotten figs, the figs that were planted in Jerusalem in 1948. So, indeed, Ron Paul's campaign is a campaign that once again represents a rekindling and a rehearkening of those days just before the collapse of the Roman Empire, when a couple of statesmen stood up and called a halt to the destruction of their nation and said, "Lend me your ears, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll give you my mind." And the same globalist media in control then is in control now. The Sumner Redstones, yes, the Murray Rothsteins, all of them, the Newhouses, the Rosenbergs, and the whole nine yards, the Mort Zuckermans and crew, the Sarnoffs, the Paleys, all of them were against the statesmen and for their own destruction. How ironic. And that's where we find ourselves today. As the empire is crumbling all around us, there are a few patriots that stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made them free. You see, that flicker, that flame shall never be extinguished. No, not in these days, nor in the days just ahead, or in the millennium when all truth shall be revealed. My friends, this is a time of reckoning. As Pat Buchanan has said, a day of reckoning in his book. Yes, indeed. We have met the enemy, and he's right here. He's not in Baghdad, unless you consider the Bush presence there to be the enemy. He's certainly not overseas, except in such nations as Israel and China, and North Korea, and a handful of others. But the reality is, the enemy sits right here. And he greets you with each and every passing day. This is primary day. And once again, we are seeing the shifting going on, ladies and gentlemen. Shifting and jockeying for votes. Ron Paul had something to say about what's coming. And a little bit later on in the program, we're going to hear what Ron Paul said as we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, I guess we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Dictator, Mr. Bush. And indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I have this clip. I want to play now of Ron Paul. Those of you on the line, stay with me if you can. And I'll give the number out after this. But Ron Paul is making an address here, and he's talking about, of course, the success that he's had so far in the presidential campaign and how he is not compromising one iota, and a lot may happen between now and the convention. But also his run for Congress is most important in the primary, coming up, of course, in March, this coming month, March 4th in Texas. And you don't want to forget that date. That is very important for him to continue to run, serve in Congress, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right now, we are just about at the point where he's talking about what he wants you to know. So I'm going to see if I can just give you a sampling here of Ron Paul on the air. And if I can do that, that is if I can find the right thing here. Of course, I just had it. Now I've lost it. But anyway, let me see if we can get that. There we go. The volume on the speaker. Here we are. Okay.
Now, play this. There's every reason to believe that we can have an influence one way or another.
Okay. This is Ron Paul.
And one of the projects I have been working on in my mind and in my head that I want to share with you, because I think we're at this point where we have to do something major. We know the shortcomings of dealing with the major media.
Can you hear that?
Yes. I think we've had a decent shake because okay. we at least got into the debates. They could have prevented it. We didn't get the even amount of time. And of course, we never got a fair amount of time on the evening network. But we still had enough time for people to look us up and go to the internet and actually kick off the campaign. But there's another thing that I think we ought to do. We ought to make a grand display. We ought to have a true march to show what our numbers are. And this is risky. Just as it was rather risky for us to put right on our website as the dollars were coming in, because if the dollars had not come in, we would have had to do what those other candidates did when they pretended they were going to have a money bomb, and they had to remove it rather quickly. But we didn't, because you fulfilled, you know, the requirement and the dedication. The money came in and became exciting and a game, and the media noticed it. But a march on Washington could do the same thing. It could be very, very valuable. It could send a powerful message where the media can't ignore us. At the same time, if nobody shows up, it might mean that, you know, maybe there weren't enough of us. Maybe we didn't have the energy. Maybe we didn't want to go to Washington. But others have gone to Washington, and people remember the grand rallies. So I'm at a point where I think we have to make a grand stand. We have to stand firm and see where the numbers are and be counted and see if the remnant is there and see how big it is. We can never count the remnant, but we can certainly energize those who have been identified already. So for me, I'm sort of getting excited about this, because I have talked with others and they say this is a great idea. And there's been so much good music associated with this campaign. There's no reason in the world why we can't do as well as some others have done in Washington. But we're at the crossroads. If we don't turn it around soon, I kept thinking at the beginning of this campaign we weren't ready, and that was why I was reluctant. But then when I got involved, I found out there were many more than I ever dreamed of. So now we're at a point, and I have been convinced, that it is more crucial. But we have to realize exactly where we stand in this particular campaign and at the convention. But it doesn't mean that our voices won't be heard. And if we do this right, and if we really have a grand rally and a grand march, and then there are question marks left with our nominees or potential nominees in September for the convention, then they will know that we can't be ignored. And I am hearing this daily from other members of Congress and around the country that, oh, please do this, please do that. Your guy's running against me. They're begging and pleading. So they know we are a force, and it's a growing force. So I'm throwing this out as an idea, and I hope everybody will join, because if it isn't an acceptable idea, there will be, you know, no purpose in it, and it will not do us any good. But I happen to believe it can work and has to work. So if we want to really take a stand for freedom, take a stand that nobody can ignore us, to see what would happen if we really had this grand march on Washington. And this would have to be done rather soon. I'm not talking about, in 6 months or a year. I'm talking about rather soon, 3 or 4 months before the convention. So hopefully we can put this all together, and hopefully I can get the enthusiasm from all of you, just as you have given enthusiastic support for this campaign already, both in the volunteer work as well as the funds raising in. So once again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in and paying attention and listening to this update. But there's no reason in the world that we should back off. This is a time to march forward. Thank you for listening.
All right. Well, did that come through pretty clearly, ladies and gentlemen? How about that, Mike? It was good? I think so, too. And that's Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you, the speech that you will not hear on NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, Fox, or any of the others. And this is what they don't want you to know, among many other things. So here we are, faced with this call on Washington, which, of course, many of you have suggested over a long period of time, and it indeed could be quite a spectacle. Now, how do you feel about that? What do you feel that it can accomplish? If you agree with Ron Paul and think that it may impact on the convention, the Republican convention coming up, well, those are issues that you definitely want to talk to me about tonight at 800-313-9443. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, my guest Thursday night, to talk about, among other things, Danger McCain ahead. All right, we'll be back, starting off with John in Texas. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Yes, Yigal, mister, we do hear you, master. And we are back now on the program just before we take calls. Of course, the delegate count is something a lot of people pay a lot of attention to. And as of today, they are claiming, and that is the national baloney company, NBC, is claiming the pledged Democrats delegates are 1,017 for Obama, 942 for Clinton, and 26 for the late Edwards. The estimated superdelegates for Obama are 178 and for Clinton 261. The grand total, Clinton 1203, Obama 1195. Now there's still 180 delegates that are unallocated, including the 15 from D.C., 46 from Maryland, 21 from Virginia, and all the rest of those states, and so forth and so on. On the Republican side, they claim McCain with 785 of these delegates, and Romney still with 282, Huckabee 240. See, there's a lot of play there. And they claim Ron Paul with 14, which, of course, is totally wrong. But anyway, he's got like 42 or more. But others, they say 7. So There are 103 delegates unallocated on the GOP side, including 24 in Maryland, 20 in Louisiana, and Washington State. D.C., there's 9 in the District of Criminals. California, there's 6. In Georgia, there's 6. In Tennessee, there's 6. And 4 in Alabama. So, the media have anointed John McCain as the man. And Thursday night I have invited on Dr. Jerry Corsi. He and John Clark, who you hear on this program regularly, are working together to try to warn the public about how dangerous McCain is, and of course the others are as well, with the exception of Ron Paul. So, having said that, now let me take some calls. 800-313-9443. And John in Texas is first up. Hello, John.
Good evening.
Yes, good morning. I mean good evening.
Okay, good morning. That'll work too.
Good day.
I wanted to comment on Ron Paul. And
yep.
First off, I have to say that I'm somewhat disappointed. And I feel like, I don't know, either I read too much in between the lines, or I just thought there was going to be a little bit more to this than what is transpiring. I was going to tell you a story about the Battle of Khe Sanh in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And the choices that those men had to make when they were committed to seeing things through to the end. And, but I'm not going to go into that. I've decided against telling that story, but,
Well, tell me your gut level feeling, John, about,
Ron Paul. My gut level feeling is simply this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never given or contributed to a campaign in my life. And this man, Ron Paul, he touched my heart. Mm-hmm. I believed in what he was saying. I felt like he was right on point with his values,
mm-hmm.
his understanding, his beliefs, and the things that he wanted or was willing to try to succeed at. And I jumped on the bandwagon. And I did something I never did before. I, contributed to the campaign.
All right.
And I feel like that I'm just a little bit, looking at this now, I think I have reminiscent feelings of what happened to Ross Perot, because I was behind Ross Perot also.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, Ross Perot... We know what the reasons were now, but
mm-hmm.
at that time, all of a sudden, Ross Perot kind of folded and stepped back away from the table. And I see similarities here now with what's going on. It's like, in this case, though, he's folding, but he's not stepping away from the table. He's willing to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to ask myself, now, are we dealing with a fair-weather presidential candidate, or are we dealing with a fair-weather congressman?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be totally committed to both. You got to make a decision. I'm going to be a congressman, or I'm going to be a presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take everything that he has got to win the presidential candidacy.
And there are no guarantees.
There are no guarantees.
In fact, it looks like the momentum is definitely a monumental task. And it's against him and anyone who stands up for the Constitution of the United States at this late date, you see.
Right, I agree 100%, and that's where the Battle of Khe Sanh came in.
Yep.
And they were up against insurmountable odds, and totally surrounded,
mm-hmm.
cut off from supply.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know you don't have to relive that, but I understand, John, what you're saying, and
you know what I'm saying.
Of course I do. But let me just say this, if you don't mind, you and everyone listening, I hate to sound like a preacher. I don't mean to sound like a pulpit orator.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I don't. You know, I just don't want people to get the wrong impression, because I have my own gut level instincts about everything, and I don't want to discourage anyone from giving me their views by me stating mine. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But having said that, the way I have always felt, and you know, if you go back on the archives and you listen to me, Rick Adams, with consistency, and you listen to everything I've said, I've always said the same thing, as far back as I can remember. And that is that this battle that we are fighting in this world today is not a flesh and blood battle. We are not fighting merely against men or machines or flesh and blood. We are fighting against evil, and we are fighting against spiritual wickedness in the highest of high places, right? You follow me so far?
Yes, I do.
Now, having said that,
100%.
If we're going to man the post, as Jesus said, and we're going to fight the fight, we need to have a spiritual sword that's bigger than all of the others put together. And that sword is the Word. It is the Word of God, and it is Christ, who, of course, is the Word made flesh. So we need to understand that this battle is not going to be won or lost with a guy like Ron Paul elected to the White House. It's going to be won or lost by what we do as a moral people, as a nation, in returning to Him and coming before Him in humility and fighting a spiritual battle. He will do the work. The Lord will do the work for us. All we have to do as a nation is come together in repentance. And that's not, I know it's easier said than done, but our nation is now fighting against insurmountable odds. On all fronts, we are surrounded by enemies because of the enemies within. But the real enemy within is the guy that looks in the mirror every morning and says, I'm voting for John McCain because he's the lesser of the evils. Or I'm voting for Hillary because she's such a nice gal and she would take us away from the Bushes. See, that's the enemy within. The real enemy is in the mirror, you know. And until that is set aside and people understand that this is a spiritual war, then everything that Ron Paul does and everyone else does is really second fiddle. So that's the agenda, my agenda, and telling people that that's the only way it's going to change, and that Ron Paul doesn't have to be president for it to change. He can maintain his seat in Congress, or he can be president, but the fact of the matter is, right now, the deck is stacked against him as president and against us, the American people, because of our national sins, okay? That's the way I feel, John. I'm telling you how I feel, you know?
I believe you, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. The only other thing I might inject is there aren't very many Ron Pauls to go around.
Mm-hmm.
He is unique, and I almost looked upon him as maybe a savior.
Well, you don't want to do that.
Anyone else is going to jump out there and do what he's done.
Yeah,
he's done a lot, and I have to take my hat off to him, man.
I
have a lot of respect for the man.
Yeah,
He's
as good as it's going to get, you know, in this day of darkness.
Right now, that's right, at this day and time.
Right.
Even if he became president, there is no way that he could change this country.
No.
It's going to take a couple of generations to change this country and to get it back, if it ever goes back.
Well, that's the thing,
it's
right there.
It's going to take some time.
You see, at the end of the Roman Empire, there were men like Ron Paul who were standing up, calling a halt to treason, calling a halt to the empire, and saying to return back to the founding fathers and the way of their forebears and the men of faith and so forth. And they were shouted down, they were ignored, they were brushed aside by the media, and eventually they were just beaten. They were beaten, and Rome was destroyed from within. Now, we're at that point right now. Let's be honest about it. Let's be faithful to the truth of history. Ron Paul is the last chance for them, the American people in a political sense, to see a return to basic fundamental values. But if they don't have those values in their heart, and they don't believe those values themselves, then they will get everything they deserve. And history will be their judge. And that's all I can say about it, John. But that doesn't mean that I unman my post or derelict in duty. I'm going to keep doing what I do, hey, all the time, right up until the end. And that's what you need to do, and all of us.
I'll be there listening to you.
Amen. Thank you, John.
Good
right.
evening.
And shoot first, don't ask any questions, is my philosophy. All right. Thank you. 800-313-9443. And speaking of target practice and archery and all of that, here is Doug from Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Doug. Hi, Rick.
Good evening, Doug.
Well, Ron's talking about the million-man march on Washington.
Well, I don't know if he said a million, Doug, but he's calling for a massive show, right?
Right, and I've seen that here in Austin where we had the Tea Party and our massive show of thousands of people. By the time it was filtered through the great Antichrist Jewish supremacist editor of the Austin American Statesman, came out to be a couple hundred people.
Oh.
And I wish he would have, since we were such a small crowd, I wish he would have invited us down into his office for bagels. You know, just a little group like that.
That's the least he could do.
That would be the least. And I'd furnish the ham sandwiches and everything.
Or maybe some matzah or something to that
whatever,
effect.
Whatever, but
yeah.
I think that you could have 300,000 people on, in Washington, and I don't think when it went through the filters of the Islamo-fascists that control the news media, it would probably be down to several hundred, if anything at all.
Well, they might not even put it on at all. Ron seems to think they can't ignore it, but they certainly have done a pretty good job before of ignoring a massive demonstration, haven't they?
I'd say they ignored him pretty well.
Well, not only that, but, there have been many demonstrations, and, of course, against illegal immigrations or illegal aliens, and, of course, that was downplayed or ignored by much of the media, as you recall, last year, right?
Yes, but I think our only hope is if we elect McCain... and he can go out and defeat all the Islamo-fascists that control our media. And wrench control of our media from the Islamo-fascists and give it back to the American people.
Well, there's no problem that several hundred tons of bombs can't solve, John McCain. Want you to know that.
Right. And I think he's our only hope.
There you go.
And I
know you say that with... with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, I assume.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a wee bit. Right. Heaven help us. All right. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate your input, Doug, and your view on this proposal by Ron Paul. Thank you.
Yeah.
Byron in Canada, what think ye, sir?
Well, I hate to be the one that's the opposite of everybody phoning.
Well, I don't care. That's what the talk show is all about.
I just can't get it through my head. Honest to God, I cannot get it through my head what is so important about Ron staying as a Republican and not going as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's worried about that he can't get elected back in Texas as an independent, then the people must be obviously voting just because he's a Republican and not for what the man stands for.
Mm-hmm.
If he changes to something else as an independent or American First Party or whatever he'd want to run as, obviously his 20 years down there hasn't meant anything. The people are just voting because he's a Republican.
I don't think so, though. Do you?
Well, I'm saying that why would he stay? Why is he worrying about why does he think that he has to stay within the Republican Party?
Well, that's a question that only he can answer, and he has not answered that satisfactorily to my, certainly to my inquisitiveness, because I never was a Republican, put it that way, but I did vote in Republican circles occasionally, and I always voted for someone who never won. I never voted for a winner because I always voted for the principled individual. And you know, the man who's a man of principle never won.
That's true. But I
just wanted to answer your question, Byron, and that is that I can't answer for Ron Paul, but I would agree on principle. Whether it's a matter of principle versus logistics, though, that's another question for him, you see.
Yeah.
I would hate to lose someone like Ron Paul in Congress.
I agree with you, and I don't think he would lose. I think the man has got principles.
Well, I agree, and I think he would win as an independent as well. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think, and that's why I can't understand why in the heck, I mean, you just said this a little bit ago.
Right.
Both parties voted to give Bush the telephone companies or whatever won't
Pfizer.
Be.
Right, the telecommunications.
Yeah. So there's no difference between any one of those two parties. So why does he want to stay with them?
I agree with you. Well, look at the former senator from Virginia, Byrd. He was an independent and did quite well.
Yeah. No,
I agree.
Mean,
all right, I appreciate that. And, hey, let's hope that...
Can I stay on? I've got another question.
All right, quickly, though. We'll be
ahead,
back in 3 minutes,
break.
And we'll try to squeeze in another call or two. Thank you. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams. And thank you for your support for the Republic Broadcasting Network.org. Remember, republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Can man control his destiny? Can he
change the shape of things to come.
Well, that remains to be seen, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are back again. And yes, Byron, you are back on the air. Yes, Byron, you wanted to add something to what you've already
said. Paul has done. Well, let me tell you what he hasn't done. He had a chance to bring up some questions on 9/11. He totally threw that to the side. He had a chance to go after in Maine for some the vote count there. He didn't do anything about it. You know, there's other things that he's done that he's never done that he could have.
So, that's,
I mean,
true. Maybe
he has done some things, but there's a lot of things that he didn't do that he could have done.
And I understand that. I'm not in his shoes, so I can't really ultimately judge him. But the fact of the matter is that, as Dr. Kay said the other night, we're not walking in his shoes, and we don't know all of the facts surrounding his candidacy and what he's doing. So,
Rick,
were we in his shoes? Would we do anything differently?
Everything.
I don't know.
I just want to ask you one thing. What would happen if he did run as an independent?
Yeah.
And go ahead and then try to get other people to run as independent and try to get independent people. If both parties are the same, why not try to get other people running to get them elected as a third party build on that?
I think, quite honestly, my answer to that is it's next to impossible. People are minded in such a way in this country today, because the media does control their thinking. They think in terms of one or the other, and they cannot get over that stupid Republican mentality. I think that's the larger part of it.
If there's no hope, I mean, if that's how people feel, then
yeah, that's how they do think that
money.
Way.
You know, they've spent about $25-28 million. They just want to keep it in their pocket. If that's how it is,
right.
I'm sorry to say it, because we got almost the same thing. We got a little better. We do got three or four parties up here
in Canada.
In Canada. But
sure.
I'm telling you, if people feel that way, then they just want to put their money in their pocket. Anyhow, thank you, Rick.
Boy, thank you, Byron. Always a pleasure. Okay, let's talk to final call right now we'll take. I don't think we have time for more, but we
Hello.
Do have, let's see, the gentleman from Connecticut, I'll call him. Henry, how
yeah,
do you do, Henry?
Yeah, not bad.
I like the way you say that. You're not sure, but not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hanging in there. I'm trying to.
I'm just teasing a little bit. I'm teasing.
Yeah.
Trying to liven you up a little. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you, I finally figured out what they're doing. I've been trying to figure out what they're doing for months now.
I'm glad somebody has.
What they're doing is this. They're trying to pump McCain because they took surveys about a year prior. See, they're always testing the people all the time where they're at. And what they did is they took surveys probably with the Republican voters, because I'm not really Republican or Democrat. They took surveys with the Republican voters, and they know McCain there's a big problem with the Republican voters have a big problem with John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the guy they want to get, because mm-hmm. this is all about the bee queen. So what they want is you're going to have a queen in the White House. And the whole idea to get her there is that if they could put up just between McCain and her, the people who are so stupid, they won't vote for McCain, so they'll stay home. And in this case, they may not have to really rig the election that much.
Yeah.
And so they can get Hillary to win, and also John McCain and Hillary are friends, okay, because
mm-hmm.
they are kind of close. So this is a plan. This is all about Hillary.
Well,
it's
if
all
what
about
we've been
win.
Told by people like Larry Nichols matters and is true, Hillary's been in the White House for at least 20 years and we don't know it.
Yeah.
She's the man, if you
yeah.
will, to be in the White House. If, in fact, we do have an election, George Bush, you know, is a
true.
Wild card
that's,
there. So
you could have a nuclear bomb and it won't be that.
Yep.
That's true.
So,
we don't know. Yeah.
Anyway,
so either
remains to be seen. But
queen.
Hey, I got to run though. Thank
okay.
you very
Take
much
care.
For your call. I appreciate that tonight once again, Henry. And it's good to talk to all of you tomorrow night. Back again with more talk and Dr. Corsi Thursday night, and we'll be doing more Friday night on health. So you stay there. You keep supporting us and keep us in your prayers. Rick Adams. Good night.